Today is Sunday, the 29th of June, the feasts of Saints Peter and Paul, beginning the 13th week of Ordinary Time. The choir of Westminster Cathedral sing Tu es Petrus by Palestrina. You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven."
For our Sunday reflection, we celebrate the witness of Peter and Paul. Peter, the fisherman, impulsive and human. Paul, the intellectual, converted by encounter. Both were flawed. Both were loved. Both were called. In this passage, we join with the disciples as they are deep in conversation with Jesus. Place yourself with them on the dusty road near Caesarea Philippi. The sun is hot, the air still. Jesus and the disciples have paused during their journey. You stand nearby, attentive to the conversation. Jesus turns to his disciples and asks, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" Imagine the murmur of voices as the disciples offer tentative answers. John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Now Jesus looks directly at you. His gaze is steady but gentle. He asks, "But who do you say that I am?" Let the question settle. How do you respond? Not the answer you've been taught, but the one from your heart. Who is Jesus to you in this moment, in your life? Instead, Peter speaks, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Imagine Jesus turning toward Peter, seeing his heart, his courage, his future failings, and yet, "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church." Jesus names Peter the rock, not because of perfection, but because of his faith and heart. As we listen to the passage again, reflect on how Jesus sees the whole of who you are, your strengths, your flaws, and still calls you to something more, to be a builder of his love in the world.
Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon son of Jonah. For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
But who do you say that I am? Speak to Jesus openly, as Peter or Paul might have, about your fears, your dreams, your sense of mission. Listen for what he might be saying in return. In this time of prayer, let Jesus name you as he named Peter. Let the Lord remind you, I know you and I still choose you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end. Amen.